To say everything that's on their mind.
I forgot to hit the little button on the board. Sorry. Now we'll do it.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So they have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, the podcast.
The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Podcast is sponsored proudly by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It's the second week you haven't done a gold.
I'm sorry. Would you like a gold?
Yes.
I'm going to go with one that I handpicked this one. Now, I didn't want to do a new gold this week. I wanted to go back.
You mean you're handpicking it now?
Yeah. No. I did it already. I put it aside. I wanted to pick one because this is the 200th podcast. This is a very big deal for us. I mean, first of all, we didn't know if we'd ever do a podcast. I tried for the longest time and couldn't get everybody on board, and then everybody kind of jumped on.
Oh, here we go.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you were all aboard from the beginning?
No, I hated doing these.
Okay. So here we go. I figured this one would be so great.
Right. What did you do to my saying?
I wrote the same, but in different words.
I thought that was very appropriate.
That is very appropriate.
I mean, you
that
know,
great.
For hitting this episode, this number, this monumentous occasion,
yep.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
What you do, my son?
What did you do, my son?
I wrote the same words, or the same thing, but with different words.
I don't know, God. Man.
We used to sit in the dumbest programming meetings. Yeah. They would fly in these suits.
These professionals. Oh, they're going to tell us how to do radio better.
They would come in and tell, and they would play these stupid little clips, like little things like that. And what that is a guy. What is this?
It was
video
a homeless
of?
Guy. It's a homeless guy sitting on the thing, and he's saying, you know, please give or something like that.
Yeah, and no
on
one's giving. Yeah, nobody's no one's giving him anything. They walk
so
around
this,
by him.
This girl walks up and she writes on his sign, you know, something crazy like, you know, spread a smile, you know, give some money or some dumb little cutesy thing. And all of a sudden people just start throwing money at the dude and putting it in his little hat.
What did you do to my sign?
I wrote the same, but in different words.
Oh, so there's this guy telling us that basically what you say on the radio is good. But if you use different words, it could be great.
What did you do to my sign?
What did you do to my sign?
I mean, listen, that guy was a noob, okay? But, man, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but he was only doing what he was told to do by noobs above him. So it was just trickle-down noobery. And so
Gone for a long time by that point.
Can't completely blame him. They just said, hey, go in and do great things. And so he was like, oh, what do I do? I'll use this video. And you know what else I'll do? I'll compare radio to Seinfeld and how you have to have all the characters.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you have to
that?
Know your character.
So, Big D, what is your – and that's it. We had to be well-defined characters.
Well-defined
Big D,
characters.
What is your well-defined character?
It's me. I'm the character.
Wow.
I had the Billy and I had Billy Greenwood and I had this conversation. He's in St. Louis now, and he and I had this conversation. He's like, "Yeah, we already have the characters. They're who we are. That's the characters." And I was like, "Yes, that's right."
But are you well defined? That's the question. Are you well defined? Are you sure that you're you?
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Hi, Amber. Join us, Amber.
That's Amber. She's well defined.
Yes.
Okay. You're a character. You're well defined.
I think. Yeah.
Wait, no. I guess
see,
could
Amber
be
used to work for the same company we used to work for, but I don't think she was there for any of those.
Oh, you
big...
didn't have to go to any of the programming meetings.
No,
Some guy.
They say, "Hey, we're having a programming meeting on Wednesday," and everyone would go,
"Wait, do you remember this?" They would send us the thing. Here's the itinerary, and they would send us everything like a PowerPoint, saying exactly what we were going to talk about, including
what did you do to my sign?
Oh yeah,
the video, and it would be on there, and then we'd have to watch it again.
Like I already watched. First off, we've already done the meeting. You just did it in an email. Okay, I read it through. Okay, got it. Well-defined characters, say things, use less words, understand better words. Okay, what do we need to meet for the pizza?
Well, because that sounds like a good reason to meet.
That's not a bad
honest.
Reason.
It wasn't good pizza though.
It was they never always good.
Went, I've they never heard anything with, about bad pizza.
They went with the cheapest pizza they could get because it was, you know, 40 or 50 of us they'd have in a room and it was just terrible.
And we'd all be done. Like it would all be pretty much wrapped up. We would tell everyone, not ask a question.
Oh, I remember before it was always because we used to work with a guy years ago who had to be the one. Anybody have any questions?
I do.
Matt and Scott
Kennedy always. Matt, wherever you are, God. I love you, dude. But he always, at the end of every meeting.
I remember the last time.
Now, I have one more question, and it would always be about something that they would have to explain so in depth.
Oh, my God. So before the meetings at the last place we worked, we would just go, listen. But before the suit would walk in, nobody asked questions. You ask questions? Nobody asked questions, okay? Get this thing over with. Bubba, but the best part is that Bubba would literally fall asleep.
Yep.
In the meeting. But and not like in the back of the room. Bubba sitting in like the third row.
Fall asleep.
Did I several asleep? Times.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Fell
you fell
asleep
in meetings.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You don't remember because
not
you were
in the
asleep.
Little conference room, in the big one. You know, and then we'd have those big meetings and Bubba would literally just
Yeah, you'd be
just
out.
Cock back and go. Mm-hmm.
Did I do it on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. I don't remember because it's been so long since we had to sit in a meeting in a conference room.
The worst
God bless you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings you have given us.
Yeah. Getting those emails that said we're going to have a meeting and then it would say pizza will be provided. And you just know. You just tacked on 45 minutes.
God. Yeah.
You just tacked on almost an hour.
Speaking of food at meetings, we got this. It says, happy 200th episode. And this is from Marianne.
Marianne
sent big, giant cupcakes.
Yes, she did.
Oh, you better hold that up so I can
look
see
that
better.
Look at that. Wow.
So I can't eat this, so will someone else please?
Yeah.
Totes. Here, take.
Y'all gonna have that. That makes me sick feeling.
So many choices.
It's so
cupcakes
sugary.
Is so much.
It's too much. Yeah. I get sick feeling.
Look at how happy Amber is.
Does it come with like a flavor guide?
It didn't come with anything. It's
well,
just,
I know, but
like,
we
big,
have like no lights on in here, so
it's
everything
just diabetes
has
in a box.
Red
That's
tint.
All it is. It's like,
just should I turn on the flashlight on my phone?
Just yeah, turn the flashlight on. You can
there
see.
It goes.
Oh wow!
Oh
look
wow!
Well, look at the colors.
Those are beautiful. Should I show you? Can you
and,
see this?
Yeah, yeah. You want to show some more? Show some more.
Don't
look at that.
Don't open this. Mm. Why am I not opening this?
There's another reason.
What is that? Oh yeah. Don't open that.
So yeah, the cupcakes. I think the cupcakes are.
Are y'all gonna share or what?
That whole cupcake.
I'm waiting on her to pick out a cupcake.
I just I'm really indecisive. I'm sorry. there's so many choices.
You still haven't picked one.
No.
Hey Amber, why are you still single? This is why she can't even pick a cupcake. This is why. Being.
I don't want to be upset, but that's actually kind
that's
of
a
true.
Good. That's true. that's
imagine
true.
That's a box of men. And you have to pick one.
They all look so good.
Yeah.
They've got all kinds in there. They got brown men. They got white men.
There's
they got
pink
everything.
Ones.
Pink?
Pink man. They got them all.
You stay away from the pink ones.
Well, you know, I mean.
I've tried to date a few of those.
Unless you want a BFF.
Okay.
They're sweet.
You going to go with whatever that is?
I don't.
It's chocolate for sure.
You've touched it, so it's yours.
I feel like a lot of these are going to be mine, to be
That's
honest.
That's true. I'm not eating any
all
of
right.
that.
Carson's
gonna eat one.
You ever seen the line of people trying to get into some of these cupcake places?
Oh my god!
Oh, it's insane.
Like what? What? Why?
You want one, bro?
Yes. What do you think?
This is good.
There you go, bro.
Thank you once again, Marianne.
Yeah, thank you, Marianne.
I was about to drink a protein shake. That's a waste.
Oh Lord, you're right. Now I now see your quandary. I see where the problem came from. Do I go with the one with the little things on it, or I'm going pink? You know why? Because it's a festive day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you eat your cupcakes?
What do you mean?
Not well.
Sam, you
have a cupcake on your nose.
Oh, I do.
See, like these, they've got the cupcake's frosting is
yeah,
so
this
high.
Is the,
it's
if,
so
hey, if you're
big.
Not watching this, if you're just listening, the cupcake, the top is bigger than the frosting's bigger
so
than
I
the cupcake.
So I like to take it and split it. I'll take it. Tear the cupcake
make it like
itself,
a sandwich?
That is how you're supposed to eat it.
And then you smush it down.
All right.
No, I just go, I separate.
Mm.
Frosting, then cake.
These are really good. This is a great podcast.
I was making sure that video wasn't pointed over here because I'm about to devour this thing like a wild animal.
Well, that's why I turned away.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hi, Big D. You're missing out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I am missing out. Yeah, 200 episodes, man. This is pretty miraculous. Most podcasts don't make it past
10.
10.
They really don't.
They're with good intentions, and then they just they kind of go away. They don't make it.
Why are you straddling?
Okay.
What? You can't even like.
What are you girls doing over there?
Amber has got her legs splayed. And she's hunched over like to eat
baby,
this cupcake.
Like a baby giraffe like, trying to get water?
She's like yeah, doing, she's going like this.
I was trying to not make a huge
like
mess in the
studio. Like she's going to be behind the quarterback trying to get the football.
I just don't want to make a mess in the studio. It's so beautiful. And
I appreciate that.
I don't want to be the reason that it's dirty.
We're going to be vacuuming, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
200 episodes of the podcast is a lot, and it's a lot to listen to. These average probably... 45 minutes, I'm guessing. But it's hard to get through all of those. But there is someone who actually has gone and has listened to not only every one, but has listened to every one 5 times.
What?
Mm-hmm. We have Aaron, who is standing by on line 11 there. Bubba.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so happy 200th, by the way.
Yeah, happy 200, guys. This is awesome.
Yeah,
and I'm actually going to have this bite of cupcake in your honor.
And yeah,
thank
there
you,
go.
Aaron. It's all about you.
So
yeah, those cupcakes look amazing.
So, Aaron, you know, if you think back of the 200 episodes, what's one that really kind of jumps out at you as a more memorable one than another?
There's a lot, actually.
And Aaron, you actually, you know, like, episode numbers. I know it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I'm trying to eat, and yeah, but like you know, episode numbers. Like last week on episode 199, D told a story that was once told like way back when, and you were like, "Yeah, it's episode 52 or something like that." I was like, "Wow."
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually started listening to you guys probably episode 44, and then because you guys used to be on the radio here in my area, and then you guys that was the other company and. Then you had that show up after I liked your Facebook page, and I ended up binge listening to, well, almost everyone or everyone actually.
Okay, Aaron, what which one stands out to you?
Probably
not one actually.
Not one.
What's okay, D? What's your 200 podcast? What's your favorite one?
By far, my favorite is when we went through the golds.
And we've done that a couple times, but yeah,
it's my favorite because every one of those little pieces of audio means something to me.
It's a memory.
It's a memory, and talking about them, we are just sharing those memories with others.
And those are memories that we don't talk about on the air.
No,
man, I got the AJ. I got the AJ. You got to talk about the AJ. Explain the AJ because
I'm
look,
not
I have
explaining
it.
The
you
AJ.
Have to no. talk about the AJ. Well, no,
I'm
but
not
I'm just saying.
The AJ.
There's the sound. See, you ever notice how whenever you get food and like it messes with the back of your throat and you get this weird little sound where, and I don't want to mess it up. But Big D, describe the AJ sound.
Well, it's kind of
a little thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird little thing. Like if you drink pickle juice or something like that. I've got the AJ right now.
No. Oh, and you can just go and get rid of it.
Yeah,
but if you get rid of it, then
it's
gone. Yeah,
it's gone away.
Yeah,
okay. I have two that I can't choose between because I loved when we had all the guys from Sullivan and Son. In here.
Oh my gosh.
Three comedians
that was
all
so
at once.
Great.
That was one of the first 20 or so episodes.
I forgot about that one.
It was really good. And then I like when we wrote the podcast theme live on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
I
think that's episode 6.
How about when Brett Michaels was in
with Pete?
With Pete.
Oh.
And Pete and Bubba are very similar because they're nerds.
We're Star Wars geeks, man.
And Brett Michaels and I are very similar because we're cool.
Yeah.
whatever.
And I like how you're as cool as Brett Michaels.
And I just absolutely ripped into two of them when they're Star Wars gooberness. I think Captain Shalabal is going to make it into the Crown Prince desert. Yeah, me too. Episode 5. Oh my god!
What did you just say?
I don't know, but it's you know what you can make fun, but it's not far.
It's
not far.
How
nerdy
terrible.
You and Pete got.
Really,
our most frequent podcast guest, Killer Bees, who we were going to get on the show, but he is on a boat. He's on a water taxi right now on his way to catch his 96th cruise ship.
Oh wow!
Wow!
In the last 2 years or whatever. So he
that's
got to
get old.
He's done. I think when he was here a few weeks ago, he had done 95 cruises. I think this is 96 or 97.
Wow. Aaron, I want to circle back to you since you're sitting here. Do you, when you think about like the golds, and you understand what golds are to us, right?
Yeah, I have to say that, like I said, there's a lot of episodes that I like. Most of them that you said were all of them, especially when you were guys were swapping radio stories with
Eddie and those guys. Yeah,
that's
that was
a good one too.
That was great.
That's like podcast 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's early on. Yeah, that is early on. Probably my favorite gold, it might have been one of our very first, was with Billy Graham's son.
Yes.
With Franklin Graham.
But that wasn't just the gold. It was the story of how.
Of course. They all have a story. Some of them don't need a story. A lot of golds have a story.
So we had interviewed Franklin Graham and on the phone.
Carson, do you know this story?
Mm-mm.
And so we're talking to Franklin Graham about the shoe boxes for African kids or something.
Something, you know, something really meaningful.
Yes, and
important.
You know, heartfelt and Jesus-like. And so we hang up and finish the interview. Patrick and I were talking, and it was awful.
I came in and I was mad at somebody. Things. And I came in, and so now we're not talking to Franklin Graham, and I went.
Now this is off the air right after.
Did you talk to so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. And I told him, and I start just throwing words. It was bad. And he can kiss my. And then all of a sudden, Bubba, who's not paying attention to us, hits play on the interview. Because we had recorded
like,
the whole
thing. Plam, expletive, expletive,
at the very beginning of the interview.
Hello.
And Dee and I had this moment where we thought.
I thought
Franklin Graham was on the phone.
Listening
and
to
we
that.
And we both just froze and looked at each other like, oh my God, he's still here.
Hello. So
and like you guys freak out and you both looked at me and like I could tell, like, you know, when the air leaves the room, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, what happened? And I looked up and I'm like, what's the matter? And you guys were like,
oh God.
That was the tape.
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
But I'll never forget that feeling. I got Dee a coffee mug for Christmas that year with a picture of Franklin Graham on it, and it just says, hello. With a question mark. It's still here somewhere. It's
I like that.
Priceless.
Hit that again, Bubba.
Hello.
Takes you back, doesn't it?
It does.
That's a good one.
It does. I like, you know, I used to get irritated when we would go over the same goals over and over again. But I feel like Carson and Amber have never heard some of these.
Well, there's so many that, you know, people, you know, if you've – a lot of people don't binge listen. I mean, most people that are into the podcast have gone back and listened to everything. But there's so many that, you know, you just miss. If you're just jumping on right now, you don't even know what a gold is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we say, where's the gold? What's up with the gold? A gold is a moment that – happened either in the studio or on the show.
I'm trying to remember what the first gold was, because we had pieces of audio that I was saving, some of them without you guys knowing it. And I'm trying to remember when I went back and went.
It's probably the what's up with that. Might be the.
Yeah, what's up with that is a good one.
Big D was basically Anchorman. He was reading a script, and he's like reading it with the punctuation terrible. And
well, can you say what's up with that Zags? The Gonzaga Bulldogs continue last night lose.
Wait, no, that's not.
Is that the one?
No, it keeps going.
Oh, really?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
More?
Well, can you say what's up with that Zags?
What's up with that Zags?
Anyway, Aaron, glad that you put up with 199 and now making 200 episodes, man. We really do appreciate it. And
nice to have you making an appearance as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, thanks, guys. This is awesome.
All right, man. We'll holler at you later, man. Have a good one.
All right, thank you.
Bye. We've had a lot of different guests on the show, guests that from celebrity guests to just friends. So we've had Bubba's friend who is he's Indian and he's a doctor.
Oh yeah,
remember when he came in?
Yeah, Bejoy.
Yes, Dr. Bejoy, and all that kind of stuff, just kind of behind the scenes stuff too. But
it was interesting him just telling stories about just doctor stories. I mean, because they live in a different world, and you know, we kind of hear that stuff and we're like, what? You had their heart in your hand?
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, he was bedside for Johnny Cash, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Whenever he passed. I mean, in a lot of country stars and whatnot, that he was there as they took their final breaths and whatnot. And he has some interesting takes on just life in general. And talk about a guy who just is good. You know, he lived the dream. He went from, you know, living in India, coming to America and going to college, becoming a doctor and the whole thing, and just lives a great life now. And he's like, man, I love America. You will not find anybody who's as patriotic as this guy.
That's cool, man.
Very cool.
How are the cupcakes, girls?
They're tasty.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, then I looked up the calorie content.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How many calories are in one?
Oh, hold please. I can break down.
I don't think I want to know.
Well, we're going to find out.
I'm going to guess 500.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Did you see the icing on the top of this?
780.
What?
Yeah. 780.
And I was about to grab another one.
Well, I mean, the day's already shot. You might as well.
I mean, I was right there.
That's kind of how I'm looking at it, is going, I should have looked it up before I ate it.
Well, like, I was about to grab one, and then I realized you shut the lid on the box. And I'm like,
yes, because I looked up the calorie content, and I'm trying to keep my chubby self from eating it. But dude, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But boy, is it tasty.
I heard the pink ones are diet.
If you want to believe that, Merry Christmas.
The pink ones are lower calorie because, you know, it's lighter.
Yeah, for sure.
How much weight have you lost now?
Carson.
About 21 pounds. Oh,
you're at the plateau right now?
I kind of plateaued. I'm still trying to bust it out exercising and stuff, but yeah.
You are so dedicated. Like, you go early and run like 100 miles or something crazy.
Yep. Then go hiking and then nope. And then you go, then I get on the scale and I'm like, seriously? But on the flip side, at least.
Because I've stalled out.
It's not going up.
I lost most of the weight I gained in
London. Thanks, Patrick. It was about you.
I was just saying. Wow. I'm going to go back in my office. Screw you guys.
Bye, Patrick.
If this ever was going to happen, it had to be on the podcast, right?
It's funny because how many times have I thought that? I love you, though. Hugs.
Aww. Patrick. I'm making fun of you.
Patrick, come on in here and talk about yourself. What can we talk about that you could hijack? I like my beard. How about you, Patrick? You like your beard?
He's not going to say anything. He's sitting in this little room and he's got a little pout. He is watching, though, so he's listening and he sees what's going on. That was great. So anyway, so you're plateauing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really had nothing else to say, but it was just funny. It's like the only time when mics are on is that I feel I can give Patrick any sort of sass.
Why is that? And I think that goes for all of us. We don't. It's funny because we do. Well, I was going to say we don't. We do actually pick with each other off the air, but we're much more venomous about it when the microphones are on.
Yes.
Like there's like the all the gloves come off.
So it should be, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, the red lights, man, they're a trigger.
It's weird.
Gets us fired up.
Like, this is the only job. Like, at any other job, you would get called into HR, you know? Because we talk about some very personal things and put each other in weird situations and whatnot. But, like, in any other job, you would have to go to HR. If we're talking about your weight, if we said, how much have you lost?
Right.
You can't ask that question now. And a lady can't ask a guy. Somebody can't say anything. You have a hard time getting through an office saying hello to someone without risking getting called in. It's weird.
Stupid.
It is stupid.
Stupid. Hey, have you guys, we talked a little bit about it last week, and I want to get an update. Has anyone seen that that movie, the Quiet movie?
A Quiet Place?
No. Stacey's seen it.
She said it was great, right?
Yeah, my wife saw it twice. She went to see it with a friend, and then like my girls wanted to go see it, and she's like, well, let me see if it's too much for them. So she went and saw it first, and I guess she was thinking it was going to be like paranormal. And I don't like my kids watching paranormal stuff because the paranormal stuff is freaky, you know, but dinosaurs and, you know, monsters and aliens totally cool. Like, they can handle that. Paranormal stuff, that's the stuff that whenever you're laying in your bed at night and you're, you know, 7 years old, you're wondering about that toy coming alive in the middle of the night and all that kind of stuff. But she went and she liked it a lot, so she took the girls back to go see it again the second time. She said it was amazing.
One of the scenes was a woman who's in a bathtub and she's going into labor and she has to stay quiet.
When I saw the preview when I was at the movies to watch a different movie, and by the middle of the preview, like when I had realized that it was all the whole movie was about being quiet, I was eating popcorn and trying to eat it quietly because yeah. It's so quiet.
They said that was a big complaint for people who went to see it. Everybody started tweeting that they felt horrible trying to eat popcorn because they felt like they were going to call attention to the people on screen. Apparently, the whole idea of it being so quiet really draws you in.
Yeah, it's literally
does a great job.
I was sitting there trying to eat popcorn. It was like,
yeah. Could you imagine like cookie dough bites? Like I eat those cookie dough bites, and like it to open that plastic, you have to be very careful because you know how it is. The movie candy, if you open it too hard, it explodes and goes everywhere, and then you get pissed because you just paid $8 for movie candy. So you're trying to open that plastic up, so all in here is this for like 7 minutes. You're like trying to be as genteel as possible.
In the dark,
and it doesn't work. It's a big fail.
Well, I got a question for you, Dee, because Bubba said his wife went to go see it twice. Have you ever gone to see the same movie multiple times in the theater?
No, never.
Wouldn't think so, but.
Never ever?
No, never
wow.
ever.
Wow.
Once I see it once, I don't see it again. In fact, most movies I don't watch. A couple. Lebowski, I've seen, you know.
That bowling alley's up for sale.
Is it really?
Yes. $4 million.
It's in Los Angeles, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they film most of that in, it's all like legit places. They added some stuff to it. But I would love to go see like Walter Sochek's
house.
No, his business. You know, he's in that little, you only see his business one time in the movie. It's when he's picking it up to go, you know, I got the ringer. You know, he's getting off work. Sochek security or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in a strip mall or something. Hey, we have a very important guest on line 11 here, Bobby. You'll pull that up.
All right.
It is Mrs. Patrick's. It's Patrick's mom. Hey, mom.
Yes. Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
I got a text message that says, go back in there and tell them to be nice to you.
Oh, God. Well, I just thought they could be a little bit nice.
Scorn them, mom. Get on them.
I am. I am those two pretty ladies. And y'all too.
And y'all too.
We didn't say anything. We were nice. We tried getting them back in here.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I just had to call in and, you know.
Just set us straight.
All right.
Yeah, set y'all straight. My little boy.
So tell us about, speaking of your not-so-little boy.
He's always going to be my little boy.
No, he hasn't been your little boy in a long time.
I know.
Hey, how are you liking his new girlfriend?
I like her a lot.
Yeah. What's different about her than these other girls he's dated?
Oh, Lord, be careful. We're
what?
Okay, what's different about her than the other girls?
Yeah, to you. What really stands out to you?
Well, my mother hasn't really
she's met. Just different. And much better than the others that he dated.
So compare her to his ex-wife.
Oh, no!
That's the one I want to hear. That's a conversation we have in private. I want to know that. That's
never going to say anything because I have that sweet Evangeline. So.
Okay.
You wait till she turns 18.
So, all right, let me ask you. We'll play a little game. How many, Patrick, I want you to think in your head, How many people you've gone out with since your divorce?
Oh wow!
Until now, okay. How many girlfriends?
Like every
you've had?
Date?
Not every date.
Well,
Let's do that. What are we defining? Let's
like
say
girls
more than two dates.
More than two dates?
Yeah. All right. So get that number in your head.
Okay. Wait. Hold on. I gotta really think about this.
Really zone in.
And then I want to see how close your mom is on that. I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be close.
Jeez. I mean, there's so many.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, look at you.
Stallion. I mean, if you're talking about girls I've gone just one date with, the number's over. It's over 50 because it was 6.5 years, mm-hmm. you know. But how many girls did I go on more than two dates with?
Mom, how many do you think there is?
I don't know. He was very good at not letting them meet Evangeline until he was certain they would fit with Evangeline nicely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good dad move.
Yeah, so, I think it's...
So what's the number?
What do you think what do you think the number is?
You already gave her a baseline, so...
Probably maybe 20.
Oh, wow!
I don't know.
No, I think it's more like 10.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a lot. 10. I mean...
He never introduced them to Evangeline until he thought they would be good for her. So.
Yeah. And even then, I was kind of careful about it because...
Very careful, which is good.
When she was little, she didn't know the difference between, you know,
yeah,
a girl I was dating and other girls that she knew, you know, other ladies sure. that she knew. She didn't know the difference between, you know, any of those women she ever met and Carson or Amber. It was, you know, just I made
it was
sure
just
it wasn't
lady yeah. in the room.
Yeah, because I have so many friends who are women. She just was used to being around a lot of adult women, but. This was the first time that I explained to her that this is Daddy's girlfriend. And I remember that look on her face like, really? Like, even she, even 9 years old, going, what?
For real?
She's even
around,
at nine,
she's
my daughter
for
was,
cameras.
Yeah, even at nine, my daughter was surprised I had a girlfriend. She was like, seriously? You got a girlfriend? Wow, okay. With that beard? All right.
I think she likes having you for herself.
Yeah, she's, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they get along?
They get along, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
She doesn't have any kids, right?
No. So this is...
Has she married? Been married before?
Nope.
She had a dog.
She had a dog.
Because that's the one that died, and you had to carry it.
That was a rough day.
Yeah, but that was a relationship sealing day. Mm-hmm. Because you guys had gone out on several... You were, what, 2.5 months into the relationship
yeah, about
at the
two
time?
Months, yeah.
And then you had to take care of her... while her dog passed away, and that's one of those things, man. You were there for her,
yeah,
and that showed it cemented that relationship. I really do believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she's still seeing him, and she's met me, so.
Yeah.
She's met us, too.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Mom can be a lot to handle.
Oh, really?
That's what your daddy says, too.
Well, it was good talking to you, and speaking up, tell him what we said hi as well. And
he doesn't. He's not listening to y'all. He's listening to Rush.
And she's not talking about the talk show. She's talking
she
about
the band.
Band.
The band.
Like Tom Sawyer, Rush.
Yeah.
Oh,
rock
I thought you meant Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I did too.
And either one of those could have been true. But, yeah.
No, it's Rush. He's really listening to Rush on the radio.
Oh,
the
it is.
Show. I am mad about that.
It is
I
Rush
feel
Limbaugh.
You.
There you go.
Okay.
Right.
Love you. Okay.
Love
bye.
You. Bye.
Love you.
Good to know my
so
father
much.
Pays attention when we're doing a podcast.
Well, you know.
Can you imagine my dad knowing what a podcast is?
Oh, no. No.
Hey, Dad, we're doing a podcast.
Okay,
what's that?
Well, just make sure you wipe.
Okay.
My grandma's watching. I got a notification that she's watching.
Hey, Grandma.
Oh,
is
sweet.
She?
Aw.
Does she have like a grandma nickname? What do you call her?
I call her my G-Maw.
G-Maw in the house.
Yeah. My grandma's the best, so I'm super, super close with my grandma. And, like we watch, like, RuPaul's Drag Race together. And, like, I go and, like, stay, like, weekends with her. And it's fantastic. I love my grandma.
She sounds pretty hip.
Amber's grandma is like that hip lady. You know what I mean? Like, she takes care of business.
She's the grandma that everybody wants to grow up to be.
Yeah. Yes. Didn't she run apartment complexes and stuff? Like, she's like a tough lady. Like, you don't want to mess. I wouldn't mess with Amber's grandma.
You don't mess with Miss Diane. Mm-mm. No. She's
no way. I love when things go like.
A few years ago, my favorite is I texted Patrick and I was in New York and I was like, Patrick, I'm never coming home. Like, I'm not coming back.
You're staying in Times Square.
I was like, I'm going to stay in New York forever. And he was like, don't make me call Diane. I will.
I will call Diane.
And I was like,
she will get on a plane. She will get on a plane lost. She doesn't care. She'll get off the subway in Manhattan going, Amber!
I swear, if you do not come back to this house. Yeah. Yep. That's right.
That's awesome.
I love whenever there's anything even within 100 miles, any kind of crime, a shooting, or a or a bank robbery or anything, Amber will get a text. Where are you? Are you indoors? Lock the door.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I saw this. This happened. Are you
all
right?
That's like 45 miles from where I live. And that was 2 days ago. Are you inside?
It's true.
It's like during the Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
Incident. There were people reporting that they're safe online. I'm thinking, okay, we know you're safe.
First of all, that was last night. Second of all, you don't live anywhere near there.
Like, hey, Bubba, I did hear on the news they refer to it as the Waffle House murders.
Good. Yeah. No, good, good,
that
good.
That makes Bubba happy.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I've been so annoyed with all the anti-gun stuff, and it's people that are just, they're not making it about what it is. It's sick people who have major issues who happen to use a gun. And you can say, oh, no, the gun was it's the tool. No. Look at what's going on in London right now. First of all, London has worse, a higher murder rate than New York City. And they have no guns. So what are they doing? Oh, they're throwing acid on people in their faces. I'm sorry. I would rather be shot than thrown, have acid in my face. I'll be very honest with you. Then they're also, you know, now it's the war on knives over there.
No kidding. The mayor of London made a statement.
Take the knives
away. We've got to take the knives away from people. No one should ever carry a knife.
That's the most perfect tool ever invented. You can do so much with a knife. Obviously, you can do so much more with it, as we've learned. Thank you, London. But it's just crazy. I get so annoyed with the people saying mass shootings. No, it's a mass murder. When somebody goes off and they do something, they're homicidal maniacs and they're nuts. And we have to address the things. I'm sorry to go off on this tangent, but we have to address the things like mental health. We have to look at the psychotropic drugs. Look at all those people that are. Look at almost every single one of these murderers have been on the same types of drugs.
This is not a joke. This is from the New York Times. A current government poster campaign in some parts of London promotes the virtues of living knife-free. Like, we always make jokes about. If people didn't have guns, or statements about it, people didn't have guns, they would just find some other way to kill people. Well, they don't have guns in London, and they have more murders than New York City.
Well, they're going to take the knives away, then the acid's going
to
be...
How are you supposed to put butter on your vegan charcoal croissant? That's like the latest trend in London right now.
Charcoal croissant?
They're black croissants. Vegan, so right there, no.
What is that? I mean, like, charcoal croissant, is it like... Charcoal?
Yeah. Have you seen that charcoal-activated water?
No.
Oh, hold, please.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. We do have some of that. Yeah.
I'm sharing our cupcakes.
Oh, yes, please. Eat some cupcakes.
She doesn't get any of our cupcakes.
Grace can have a cupcake. They're all different kinds.
I'm not eating them. Did you just... Whoa.
Oh, you need that.
Grace, did you just come down just for cupcakes?
Yep. And to see your face.
But mostly for the
cupcakes. Okay, name another day where we don't have cupcakes where you show up to see our faces.
Your birthday?
Late, girl. And on his birthday, there's cake. Yes. So you see, it has something to do with cake.
Okay, so Carson just brought me
I brought you charcoal water.
Well, now what are you...
Drink it.
You're supposed to drink it. You have to shake it.
It has charcoal
in it. Yeah,
it's flakes. It's weird. Yeah, so, I don't get it.
Yeah, if it sits, so I put mine in the fridge the other day. If you let it sit.
The charcoal will settle?
It'll settle all on the bottom, and so it just looks like water with brown.
Okay, what's the point? Because, charcoal you would use to purify the water, but what's the point of putting it in the water?
Honestly, you're going to have to ask somebody who's
That's the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard of.
This is one that
this is dumb.
Sitting still, you can see. I'm holding it sideways because how it was in the bag, but you can see it's all just
I'm not drinking this. I'm just going to get
Mine's been sitting in there. Yeah. I just.
Someone send that to you?
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently brought us this. It's supposed to be good to get rid of like hangovers and stuff.
It whitens your teeth. Treats alcohol poisoning, so helps hangovers. Mold cleansing.
Oh, that's good.
Water filtration, emergency toxin removal, and digestive cleanse.
I drank one the other day, and then I felt great. So
then you puked.
Ugh. I mean, I wipe my teeth with charcoal, but
I'm sorry, what? You whiten your teeth with charcoal?
Like that video where you have the lady brush her teeth with it, and it looks like it's all like ink in her mouth.
Yeah, it makes them really white.
Yeah, baking soda does that too.
So usually, actually, what I do is I mix. I don't know if you're supposed to do this, so like, don't.
Probably. I'm going to guess not.
Probably not. I take, like.
Be careful what you say.
They don't try this at home.
They might outlaw this in London.
No, right? So I take charcoal and baking soda and mix it and then put a little coconut in it, like coconut oil in it, too. And, like, mix it up and brush my teeth
just so
with
it tastes better?
So you don't use normal toothpaste?
Well, no, I use normal toothpaste, too. That's just, like, to whiten everything. And you don't, like, swallow it or anything. It's just to make your teeth whiter. No, put the coconut oil in there because if you put coconut oil in your mouth and you, like, swish it around your mouth for a certain amount of time, it pulls, like, the yellow out of your teeth or something. I don't know. It makes my teeth look whiter, and that's all I need. Like,
I mean, you could stop smoking. Your teeth would be whiter.
Or stop drinking coffee, or, you know.
Wow, Carson is just mean today.
I like this Carson.
I told you, like, I hadn't run for a while, and all my venom was, like, pent up. I did run this morning. I think it's just I'm angry that I got up early. So it's a really no win for anybody around me.
What time did you get up this morning?
3:50.
Oh my God.
Whee!
Yeah. So yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that's so fascinating. I didn't know that you did all that.
And yeah.
How long does it take you to brush your teeth, to do the whole
routine?
The whole thing.
I mean, it takes a while. Because also it makes a really huge mess. Like, I mean, obviously it's charcoal. So, like, in the sink and stuff, like, you have to wash out the sink afterwards.
Do you do it every day?
No. Oh, I don't do it every day. Because also, it kind of makes my teeth hurt a little bit if you do it too much.
Okay, well, that's a sign not to
probably
do
not
that.
Okay.
Didn't you also one time to whiten my teeth using coconut oil?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, yeah.
I mean, how many different types of things are
I have a friend who has veneers and her teeth are super white and we can't take pictures together because she has veneers and I don't have veneers. So I have to smile like this in all the pictures.
Oh,
because
God.
I can't show
Closed
my teeth.
Hey.
My teeth look yellow compared to her veneers.
Things I've never cared about in my life. I do think about taking pictures next to skinny people, but I'm always like, oh. But I'd do it anyway.
Yeah, like I loved, you know? Parmalee was in here, and there's five of them. So instead there's five whenever Big D's in the line, too. But it's great because you can get behind them a little bit. You're like, you put them out front, and we just kind of get behind. And it's great. We can hide. We look thin. It's awesome.
You don't look thin. thinner? You look.
Speaking of venom.
It's okay.
I'm going to let Patrick take the crown.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure I deserve that one.
Just a little bit.
In a couple of days, Bubba will be starting his training to be a volunteer firefighter.
Yeah,
and,
excited.
That's exciting. Getting a lot of reaction on that from text messaging and calls.
I didn't realize how many people listen to our show that are actual first responders or volunteer firefighters or EMTs and all that. It's been really, really cool because everybody's been saying, "Here's this advice, here's that," and it's nice, eye opening.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. You know, I think it's cool that it's something you've always wanted to do. And so, you know, you get a chance to do it. I'm a big believer in, you know, you only live once and life goes by so fast. Have no regrets. Go out and do it. And you know, listen, it may not be what you thought it was, but at least you tried it.
Yeah.
Don't sit back and go, you know what? I wish I would have done when I was younger was this or, you know, or blah, blah, blah. You can always say, boy, I tried that and I didn't like it, so I didn't do it again. But that's different than saying I never did it at all.
Yeah. That goes with anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how how this progresses. I had a bud of mine, a cop, texted me this morning, and he was like, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see when he gets his first call and some of these medical stuff, how it affects him. I'm like, yeah.
I've seen some nasty stuff, man. Yeah. Motorcycle accidents and all that kind of thing, and people having their bodies pulled out of the bayou when I was little.
I think you'll find it very rewarding. I think you'll get that out of it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm kind of pumped. I mean, I really am. Like, I'm counting down the days. You know, I've been struggling with, I had that back issue. Like, it was so weird. Like, the day after I did everything, I was healed miraculously. So I wonder if stress kind of played into. You know, the whole thing of, okay, I'm gonna live my life dream. I'm gonna do something I've always wanted to do and I've never had a chance to do. And then, you know, all of a sudden I have this freak injury, you know, where I strain my back. I'm like, the timing is terrible. But then, like, the day after it's healed.
Crazy.
It isn't weird.
Maybe you did psych yourself out.
Maybe. I think so. Big D?
Yes.
You gonna do your dream?
My knee surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually. I'll have to eventually. I talked to a guy who told me, he said, "If don't get your knee, don't get a replacement until you can't sleep at night because of the pain so bad." And so that's what I keep waiting on. So I don't know. I'll get to that point. I think my dad wants to get his knee done.
So you can let him go first. My only problem with anything like you have people who do the hip surgeries and the knee replacements and all that. Immediately after, there's always a less invasive, easier, better replacement. And you always go, dang, man, I wish I'd have waited 2 years.
When they're starting to get, it won't be long before they can grow you a new knee.
Dude, did you guys see the guy who had his entire privates replaced? He's a veteran who had lost part of his body.
His legs.
In the war. Well, I don't know. How far. I didn't read the whole article. I just was like, wow, this is crazy. They did a transplant from a cadaver to his body. They used the whole pelvic region and
the whole front part. Just take a big circle around it, and they disconnect it, and then reconnect all the nerves and the tubes and
the veins and
all that together. And
got the plumbing right, and now they're just hoping that that the body doesn't reject it.
Yeah, and that it just kind of.
Amber is like amazed over there, like they can do that.
Oh, it's the first one. I mean, it's the first one ever. He got released from the hospital.
I hadn't heard anything about this, so it's just like you're just blowing my mind right now.
I mean, that's
completely unaware.
I want to Google that, but I'm worried about that showing up in my Google.
Oh, Bubba and I watched. Bubba and I watched the whole
incognito window.
Oh yes, thank you, Carson. Let me go incognito window. And gargle.
And gargle.
Gargle. And Google.
I don't know why the idea of it grosses me out way more than a heart transplant.
Really?
I don't know, because a heart is an internal organ that, I don't know, that maybe because I'm just...
Well, the internal parts of the other person didn't make the trip.
I don't do well with medical stuff anyway, I'm super squeamish, but this one is just kind of giving me the... Yeah.
Now, that's the first time they've ever done the whole package, if you will, but they have done just the, you know, the
nose?
Yeah. Yes, they have done just the trunk, if you will, before.
Of the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one they did the whole thing.
Hey, I want to send a shout out, too, while you're reading that. Lucretia. Lucretia Ritchie, she says, I have binge listened to all 199 episodes, and this is the first time I'm watching live.
Well, there you go.
I think that's awesome. There Episode 200. Welcome to the party, Lucretia.
So, Bob and I watched the whole.
There's a little video.
There's a video of how they did it, like an animation kind of thing. How they, it comes apart and puts the new
one
on.
Why are you laughing? Carson is giggling now.
Because now I'm just thinking some guy who thought he was going to work for Disney.
That's an animator. That's what he did.
That's like that. He's like,
did the pieces and parts talk? Did it come out of like.
I couldn't get into Pixar.
Hi there.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Peter.
Jimmy the... I'm Peter.
Like, he's at the barbecue. What do you do, man? Oh, I'm an animator. Can I see what you do?
Nope.
You cannot.
You know what my favorite animations are? The ones from Thailand. Have you ever seen those where they do the Thai news headlines? It's like whatever the big story of the day is, this TV, whatever, something or other in Thailand, will recreate the situation and they'll do the whole thing.
They did that with the first one I ever saw was the Tiger Woods.
Incident
with the car with
his
Escalade
wife.
Or whatever. Yeah, and they recreated it. They also did the OJ one.
Great, man.
I'm still thinking of there. I'm Peter the Peep. These are my friends Harry and Maude. I don't know what you call
Maude.
I don't know. I just went with Harry.
Well, I for one, being the mature one, will say,
of course, yes.
We hope him
fascinating.
I think it's fantastic. Like I think just the idea of being able, for some of these guys, everybody always talks about the external wounds. We can all see the scars. We can see where the fragments of bombs have gone into these guys or the burns or whatever. But we don't. Stop and go. We don't stop and go, well, what about that guy who lost those parts? And just like with a lady with a mastectomy, it's one of those things that deep down inside you feel like a huge part of you is gone. And it's part of who defines you in some way. And I think that the fact that they can now, through the miracles of surgery, help bring that back to some of these people, especially people like veterans, like this guy that went in there. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. And I'm so pumped, and I hope and pray that his body doesn't reject it. I want to see it stick, and I want to see it go. I don't want to see it, but I want to see it work.
All the stuff. Remember the person who had the face transplant? They put another face on them?
Yeah.
I was watching something the other day. This woman looked completely normal, like nothing, you know, out of place. And she's talking, and she reaches up, and she takes her nose off.
Oh, no.
Like Michael Jackson on South Park.
Nope.
Yeah. And it's attached.
Got
it's
your
attached
nose.
By,
that's just ignorant.
It's attached by
I was magnets. Magnets?
Mm-hmm. It's attached by magnets.
That's crazy.
That hold her nose. And you take it off, and you can see inside her face, like the nasal passages.
Oh, wow.
It's like open. And so she can just take it on and off. Yeah.
Why do I have the Humpty Dance in my head?
Oh, dear.
Like, I know that's horrible. I know that's horrible, but that's what's in my head right now.
Yeah, they can do some really amazing stuff. And if you think that we haven't cloned someone somewhere on this planet, we have cloned generations.
I would let them clone me just so I could have spare parts. And I know that's such a weird thing, and people go, you can't do that. You're playing God. That's Satan. Man, I think it would be nice to have a spare. I mean,
well, it starts off with,
like growing a liver or something like that.
Yeah, it's those kind of things. It's whenever you start, because I think most people are kind of okay with
that. I just said
they're
where they're going to start growing joints and stuff like.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
420.
But that's where it starts. And then, because that, hey, it helps, and blah, blah, blah. And then you get into, I'm making another you. Well, then that gets weird.
Just keep it on ice.
That gets weird, man. And they have the same, they won't have the same experiences, like same personality.
They won't be the same person because
it'll just be like running into someone who looks like you.
Right. What we go through defines us. It's not what we look like. It's not anything. It's everything. It's nurture versus nature.
So you have you would have a little bit like,
you wouldn't have, let's say they cloned you at 6 years old. Your clone wouldn't have your up to 6 year old memories. They wouldn't have that.
No, but I'm saying that like if you have a certain way that you rub your ear or something, would you not rub your ear same way?
Maybe not. Because a lot of things like that. A lot of things like that.
But if your dad rubs his ear the same way.
Did you learn it from him, or is it actually hereditary?
Nurture versus nature. We do things like that. Like we have weird little things that we pick up from our parents. And I see it all the time. Like even in the way my kids stand, I'm like, wow, that's weird.
But on the other side, maybe it is genetic. Maybe you don't know.
I think a lot of it's genetic. I think a lot, because
I think a lot less of it is.
I find myself doing a lot of things that mannerisms that my dad does. Like, I'll catch myself doing it, but I don't hang with him a whole lot. Like, it's not like I'm living in the same house as him. So I would have done those mannerisms way back when I was living at home. Well, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, why am I doing it now?
Or if they're just imprinted on your brain.
Like, he might have always done those things.
Carson, no one asked you. I was going good. I had a pretty good explanation.
Or brain imprint.
I mean, I'm just saying.
It is medicine and technology, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's very crazy.
Sounds crazy.
Big shout out to everybody watching on Facebook. A lot of people are watching for the first time. I think it's awesome seeing you guys there and... I look forward to the next 200. I hope we can actually pull off getting to an episode 400. That would be awesome.
Do you one a week?
One a week. So Patrick, what does it take? It took us how many years to get to this point?
Five, four.
So about four.
Four.
Wow.
So 4 years.
Started
we've
in January of 2014.
Started
so
in January of 2014.
4 years and 3.5 months.
Okay. And then we do one every week, except for like weeks that we're not around, like vacation and
Christmas. So pretty much 2 weeks in the summer and 2 weeks at Christmas, we don't do a podcast. Or 3 weeks, we don't do a podcast. So we
That's
do about
cool.
45 to so or so a year.
Good. Well, congrats everybody, and we hope that here's to 200 more, as Bubba said, And thank you so much for listening. And tell a friend, you know, spread the word about the podcast.
Share the link.
Share the link if you're on Facebook.
Help us spread the word.
And, you know, you can also listen to the podcast on our Big D and Bubba app. We have an app that is available on Google and iPhone. So there's no excuse there. It's free. And you can listen to the show if you're traveling. No matter where you're at, you can take us with us. We're portable. As heavy as we are, we're portable.
Yep, absolutely.
So go and check all that out. Lots of ways to listen.
What did you do to my sign?
I wrote the same, but in different words.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
That's okay.
You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
It was Lucas.
That's one of the best golds right there, the I'm sorry.
It's a very good gold.
The I'm sorry is a great gold.
Yeah,
not great as far as life experience, but it's a great gold. thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Bye, y'all.